And you are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. And we have our guest in the studio. Boy, it's nice to have somebody in the studio for
Live.
Rob Crum, who is a local musician. You played last night, didn't you, Rob?
I did.
Yeah, we were going to come see you, but we didn't make it out there. In several groups, and I think you're playing tomorrow night, right?
Tonight, actually.
Is it tonight? Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Centennial Park for Flannel Fest.
Yeah, Creole Stomp is
Creole
playing.
Stomp, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's my old band or whatever. I'm still involved with Dennis Stromad and Creole Stomp, and so that's 8 o'clock tonight at Centennial Park. Tons of fun goes on at 6:30 if people are coming out, so there's and there's another band after us, and I can't remember who that is.
Sounds like a great lineup, though.
Yeah, so put on your flannels.
But Rob is not here to talk about Creole Stomp necessarily. He's here to talk about CU Folk and Roots Festival, of which you are playing a major role this time. I think last year, too. But
I mean, for the last, I want to say, you know, 4 or 5 years, I've been really involved. And I was involved from the beginning, and the festival, this will be the 14th year of the festival. But the last few years at the festival's kind of been my job as far as, you know, I put a lot of time in on it, but I just view it as my community service, what we can do to support a great event. So, yeah, the festival's coming up. We start next Thursday at the Craner Center, and that's 5 o'clock, and that'll be two bands, the Torino Family Band, Tom and Matt Torino and company, and then they're going on at 5. And then about 6 o'clock, the Earl White String Band. And Earl is a black fiddle player from around Floyd, Virginia. And so, and Earl does not gig up this way much. He mostly plays in Virginia and North Carolina and in the Southeast. And really, they just don't travel a lot. But Earl's the real deal. He's a great musician, really old-timey string band fiddle player, and so they'll be on.
So this would be a rare opportunity to see him then for us in this area.
I mean, this may be the first time they've ever played in Illinois, really. Yeah. They just don't tour outside of their home area because, you know, they don't have to, and you know, probably everybody in the band works some other jobs. So, but that's Thursday at Craner Center, and then events will continue at the Red Herring. With Almost A and Dorothy Matriano and her band. And that's downstairs at the Red Herring. There'll be some dinner served at 7 o'clock. And then upstairs there will be a swing dance with New Orleans Jazz Machine. That's going to be about 8:30. And then at the Rose Bowl, Clayton Burke Band at 9 o'clock. And all that on Thursday is free. And I did a quick tally of the events. We have about 70 events at the festival this year, and about 40 of those are free, and that's something that's part of every festival. We try to make a lot of the festival free so it's accessible to everybody.
That's
in the community.
Great. Yeah. That's awesome.
And we can't really talk about costs of this on air, but you can get a wristband.
Yeah, can get a wristband if you come Thursday night to the Craner Center. We could set you up with a wristband there. Or Friday after 3 o'clock, we will be set up. Our business office, what's called Festival Central, will be at the Cohen Building, which is on the corner of Main and Race, the northeast corner. And we've been using that for the last few years. It'll be well marked. It's across the street from the Community Center for the Arts, if people know where that is. So Cohen Building used to be an old bank, so we set up a small performance venue in the vault room where there's still a big, big bank vault back there, which is really kind of a cool thing. But anytime after 3 on Friday, or if people come out starting at 5 o'clock to the Rose Bowl, they can still come to Festival Central at the Cohen Building, NOLA Rock Bar, the IMC. And you could buy a wristband at the door at all those places, too.
Can you get individual tickets? I mean, if you just want to go see one band?
Yeah, so what we're doing is not so much one band. We're selling one venue admission. So let's say if you just want to go to the Rose Bowl Friday night to see four bands. There's a single venue admission available.
Okay, very good.
Yeah,
To be clear, the wristband will get you into any venue at any time for any show.
Yeah, the wristband is all events access. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what are some of the non-music events that are going on that you wanted to mention?
Okay.
Non-performance, right, shall I say. So, they all have to do with music, really.
Right. A lot of that will be on Saturday, although there will be a dance. There's a contra dance. There's a local Urbana Country Dancers is a local group that supports the festival very, very generously. And so there's a lot of contra dancers in town. That group's very active. So that's another, Earl White will be playing at the Contra Dance. That's Friday at 7 at the IMC. But then on Saturday during the day, on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., again, all those events are free, and we'll set up at two places at the Urbana Free Library and downstairs in the Lewis Auditorium. There will be a presentation by Dom Flemons at 11 o'clock, and then after Dom is on, about 12:15 or so, there's some storytelling that will be happening. There's four storytellers. That's been a part of the festival since year one, I believe. And so Linda Dust and Kim Sheehan Sanford and a couple others. Then, let's see, at the Cohen Building, again, I was talking about that place, we'll be doing some workshops there. Some of the performers will be giving presentations about musical styles. At the Rose Bowl tent, there will be some programs for what I'll just call kids of all ages, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. And that kind of culminates in what's called the Musical Mayhem Parade, where we parade a little bit around Champaign-Urbana and make noise. Then there's some jam sessions that will be happening at the Rose Bowl later that afternoon outside. There's a workshop inside. There's some jams over at the porch of the Common Ground Food Co-op. So there's a lot going on, and there's presentations or seminars at the Community Center for the Arts. So there's a lot going on Saturday, and really it's kind of mind-boggling how much is going on during that Saturday. But that is really the hands-on participatory part of the festival that provides people an opportunity not only to find a jam session to sit in on, but, you know, if you're interested in knowing a little bit more about, say, Dom Flemons or some of the other featured performers. There's Layla McCullis coming up from New Orleans. She's a terrific multi-instrumentalist and singer. Anyway, these workshops give people a great chance to, I mean, if you really want to meet these folks, that's where you can do it, and you can really get, kind of get to know them a little bit.
Hmm. Yeah, we saw Dom Flemons for the first time last year and just were absolutely thrilled at how great he was.
He is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. Dom is as much of a historian as he is a musician, and I think he has never forgotten anything that he's learned. He's that kind of person that can really, he has multiple references for every song he's performed. I think he knows who wrote the song or the roots of the song. He knows who first recorded it and then, you know, maybe who made it famous or not, but yeah, he's so engaging. He's like the Pied Piper. People just follow him around from place to place. You know, people love him, and for a good reason. He's really excellent. Not just a performer, like I said, he knows so much about music, and he's a tremendous musician too. He's plays banjo and guitar, and he's plays bones. He's a crazy good.
I think there was a little ukulele in there.
Yeah,
too,
I'm sure. I'm sure he's a crazy good bones player. So, yeah. He did a bones workshop, I think 3 years ago at the Community Center for the Arts. And I mean, the place was just packed. And where is that going to happen? Yeah. You know, that you get, 20 people wanting to learn how to play the bones. So it's pretty cool. Rhythm Bones.
How long is, we were talking about how long the Folk and Roots Festival is, has been going on. Is this year 16?
14.
14. Okay.
So yeah, okay. Festival start, the first festival was 2009.
Okay.
So next year will be the 15th year.
Wow.
And I really should mention that Brenda Koenig is the person who really spearheaded the festival for a number of years. And Brenda, really, we owe her a great deal of credit for keeping the ball rolling on the festival. You know, she really was the main organizer early on. And, you know, there are a lot of people involved. In fact, Tom Torino, who will be playing this year, Tom was involved. Christine and Paul Breen, both local musicians that run Techline, they were involved from year one. Ed Hawks, another local musician. So, I mean, there's a lot of people still in the area and still support the festival. But, yeah, that's some of the core group of people that really got things rolling.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me as many great musicians we have here locally. They're all involved in organizing to bring other people to come and perform. But, you know, probably could do a great festival with just local people, you know, alone.
Well, I mean, I would say this is a great chance for people to come out and listen to some of the local bands and maybe some people that they've never heard before. For example, you know, I mentioned Dorothy Matriano and Almost A, and they're a pretty well-known band. But the New Orleans Jazz Machine is an excellent band. Carl Johnson is the clarinet player in there, and he's just an ace. He's as good as anyone. And then the Clayton Burke Band. Clayton is a younger musician in town that plays pedal steel guitar, and he sings and writes songs. So Clayton's band will be at the Rose Bowl Thursday night. Then Friday, Los Tejanos, I'm not sure if you know about them. They're a local Conjunto Tejano band. They're, you know, Mexican folk music. Really great band. And, you know, they're really into the music. Late at night on Friday, the Bashful Youngins, a terrific vocal band. The Bashful Youngins can really just sing. So they have great harmonies. Let's see, there's also Afro D and Global Soundwaves at NOLA's at 5 o'clock on Friday, and that's another great local band. Rory booking the volumes late that night, starting about 10:15 at NOLA's. Matt and Tom Torino with J.B. Ferris at Community Center for the Arts. Ibrahim Wedrago and Jason Finkelman. Two local excellent musicians also playing. Sam Fowler, Brad Handsome, they're all on tap for Friday. And that's just Friday night. So
it's just incredible.
And, you know, kind of going back to the local musicians, I mean, so the festival was really organized by local musicians. But the fact was that we were all going to festivals all over the country. And we all kind of were wondering, well, why can't we do this at home?
Mm-hmm.
And feature a lot because, you know, the local music scene here is very, very strong. And so that was part of the idea, was to feature a lot, put the spotlight on local musicians. And so there's this great dynamic that's happened between the local musicians and the people, the visitors, I'll say, the touring artists. So the touring artists, they come here, and a lot of them, they just love to hang out at the festival. And so they'll go and see a lot of different people. And they'll see a lot of different local acts. And then, you know, they go away on tour or they go back to where they live. And, you know, so when they talk to people, they kind of mention, oh, yeah, we played in the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. And, you know, the folks in Urbana have a pretty cool thing going on. So, mm-hmm. you know, the word kind of gets out there through that network of musicians who played at the festival. Which is, it's pretty cool.
It is a very cool thing. So we're looking forward to it. I know. Encourage people to check out the website. Yeah, this up online somewhere.
Yeah, the website is folkandroots.org. All one word, folkandroots.org. And the schedule is up. There's a daily schedule that you can access. And yeah, it's just full of information. You know, some people, they mentioned to me, they said, well, there's just too many things to do. And that's true. I would say you could try to go to all the events, but that's
you probably can't
wear yourself out. But you know, that's part of having a festival, is kind of offering a lot of. That's the festive part of the festival, I guess.
There you go. Yeah. That's the way to look at it for sure.
Yeah.
It's a great event for this area.
We want to share with you that Rob brought in a couple of extra wristbands that will get you into any event at the festival next week. So we are offering you, anybody calls and makes the pledge of, what did we say, how much?
I don't know that we talked about let's talk about it right now.
All right. I think, well, you know, with a $90 and 10 cent pledge,
you can get a t-shirt.
But right now, if you call and pledge that, you can get two wristbands for the Folk and Roots Festival as well.
Yeah.
So the number here is 217-359-9338.
The first caller will get two free wristbands, and you got 30 minutes to do it.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rob.
Right.
We really, really look forward to the festival again this year. Thanks for all the work that you do, because I know it's a boatload of work.
You know what? It's a huge team effort, and I should really give a big shout-out to Cody Jensen, who Cody is our part-time festival director, and does a lot of, he really shoulders the burden for the booking process. And that's a lot of work. But I'd say Cody, Rob Swedler, Nancy Livingston, Sean Kutzko, Matt Winters, Kathy Spiegel, Tom Bassett. These are all people who are working, and there's some more folks that I've missed.
I know you start going through that big list, and you think, I forgot.
I know I'm going to miss somebody, but you know it is a team effort, and you know we have a good team of people working on the festival, and I think that really makes life a lot easier when we get to this critical moment right before the festival, when there are dozens of details that are bubbling up every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a good crew. So.
Yeah, so get out there, support our local musicians, and support this great, great festival. It's so much fun, and it brings so much to the community. So thanks so much, Rob, for being here.
Thank you.
And thanks for doing it. Rob Crum, organizer of the Folk and Roots Festival.
And if you're interested in going, give us a call at 217-359-9338. We have two wristbands to give away for a simple pledge of $90.10. Give us a call right now. We're going to listen to Rusty Cage and Write Me a Letter.